and CFW. Go ahead, spread the word.
1057 CFW,
the Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab at our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning, and welcome to our worship service, second Sunday in Advent. And for those listening on the radio, allow me to introduce our hymns. We're following Divine Service Setting 4, beginning on page 203 of the Lutheran Service Book. The opening hymn, 347, Comfort, Comfort, Ye My People. The hymn of the day, 344, On Jordan's Bank, the Baptist Cry. During distribution, we'll sing 332, Savior of the Nations Come, 343, Prepare the Royal Highway, 594, God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It. Our closing hymn, 349, Hark the Glad Sound. Thank you for those who were able to help decorate. As you see, it's looking lovely, and the tree, there's a note in here, donated by Clarence and Diane Stoffel. They must know us. I don't know them, but thank you to Clarence and Diane for the tree. Let's see. The monthly challenge, put it in there. Pray Luther's morning prayer every morning and evening prayer every night. And that's in the guide for daily prayer and meditation that you receive in the bulletin. So I encourage you to take advantage of that, especially during this time of Advent, a penitential season that we follow. And also, I'm going to read our stewardship thought. These are put in here every week. They coincide with the readings for the day. This is based on 2 Peter 3:11. Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness? All these things of the earth have an expiration date, good until the last day. On that day, all these things will be dissolved. The things that seem so important now will simply cease to be. Peter issues this to us as a challenge. Since this is so, what kind of life should we be living? What should your priorities be, on things or on things of God? Well, there's your challenge. Let's begin with our opening hymn. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar. Let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism, you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We turn to the insert to sing together the introit. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only begotten Son, that by his coming we may be enabled to serve you with pure minds, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated for the readings. The first reading for the second Sunday in Advent is from Isaiah, the 40th chapter. Comfort, comfort, my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows on it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those who are with young. This is the word of the Lord. We sing together the gradual from the concert. The epistle is from 2 Peter chapter 3. But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years is one day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. And then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of the Lord, because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn. But according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten of being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one body, Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated for our hymn of the day. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. God knows what his people need before they need it. His word is steadfast and remains forever. At the time that Isaiah wrote the words that we heard in our Old Testament reading today, the people, well, they were still in Judah, in the promised land. They were home. And at that time, they weren't looking for the Lord for comfort. They perhaps had become complacent. The words were recorded before they were carried off to Babylon in exile. It was before the temple was destroyed, fields and orchards or vineyards all ruined. It was before they would be held captive by their enemies 1,700 miles away, 1,700 miles from homeland. Then they were going to need some comfort. Then, at that time, with everything that would transpire through this captivity, destruction of Jerusalem, the temple, and being so far from home, things were going to seem hopeless. How could God let this happen? This wasn't supposed to be this way. How could they ever think of returning home? They weren't going to be able to free themselves. A voice says, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass. All its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. Tragically, God's people had brought this upon themselves. They had rejected God and His word. Perhaps not at once, probably over time. Rather than trusting God and listening to what He said, they had made alliances with the surrounding nations. And rather than seeking the glory of God, they sought their own glory, like the other nations did. They suffered the consequences of rejecting God and His word. It seemed that God had abandoned them. What could they do? They had rejected God. They had stopped listening to Him and His word. How could they expect God to forgive them for that? How could they offer atonement? There wasn't even a temple left. How could they expect to stand up under God's judgment? The grass withers. The flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows on it. Surely the people are grass. And yet God speaks to His people through the words recorded by Isaiah many years before. He says, go on up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength. O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up. Fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and His arm rules for Him. Behold, His reward is with Him, and His recompense before Him. Isaiah says that God is coming to them. And he tells this, what would have been a ghost town, just a shadow of its former glorious self. He says, herald this good news. He's not coming in judgment to bring condemnation on them. God is coming to forgive and to pardon. God is coming to restore them. Isaiah says that their sins for failing to listen to God and His word, are forgiven. Their iniquity pardoned. Through Isaiah, God says He's coming not in anger, not in judgment. He's coming as a compassionate, gracious God. Comfort, comfort, my people. Double comfort. He's coming to comfort and restore them. He's coming to bring them back home. He will gather them up in His arms as a shepherd and carry them back. He will tend His flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in His arms. He will carry them in His bosom and gently lead those that are with young. They will be resettled. The temple will be rebuilt. The vineyards and The fields and the orchards will be replanted. They will be restored. There will be a joyful homecoming because God's word stands forever. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Isaiah tells us about God and his love for his people. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us, the psalmist says. Nothing could ever separate them from him and his love for them. No sin could ever cause God to leave his people in exile forever. No amount of iniquity could ever overcome the comfort and the pardon that God has for them. God would bring them home. Isaiah saw a day when the people would be far from home and far from God. But more importantly, he saw a day that would be a joyful homecoming. God would come to them in forgiving love. Isaiah saw a day when there would be a joyful homecoming with God as he gathered them up in his arms and brought them back home. It was good news. It was good news then. It's still good news today. It's good news today because, well, like the people of Judah, we're a long way from our heavenly home. And that's because of our sin. Well, we might listen to God's word today and throughout the week. When we fail to trust God's word, when we fail to live according to his word, we reject it. We reject God. It must be me. When we fail to live according to his word, we reject God and his word. We stop listening to him. We forget about him. When we disregard his promises to defend us from danger and to guard and protect us from evil by looking for safety and security in people and in things, well, we're like the people to whom Isaiah wrote. We listen to other people more than God. We want to be like people who are glorified in the eyes of others. Like them, we seek the glory of people more than the glory of God. And following the ways of the world and seeking to satisfy our sinful desires, we become captive. We find ourselves far from God, far from where we want to be. Because of our sin, there's nothing we can do to make things right with God. Can't justify ourselves before God. He knows our thoughts and desires. He knows that we've failed to listen to him and his word. He knows that we have been doing what we want to do without any regard for him and his word. If God were to give us what we had earned and deserved because of our failure to listen to his word, we would experience this eternal judgment, this exile from him. There would be no comfort. There would be no pardon. We would wither under God's eternal and holy judgment. But God had a message of grace about a joyful homecoming for the people of Isaiah's day, and he has that same message for us today. God has come to us in Jesus Christ. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, outcast shepherds who were thought to be beyond God's love and forgiveness, they received the comfort of hearing from the angel that the Savior had been born in Bethlehem for them. Wherever Jesus went, he brought comfort. To a paralytic troubled by his sin, Jesus said, "Your sins are forgiven." To a Samaritan leper, "Your faith has made you well." Zacchaeus was told by Jesus that salvation had come to him, and that he was a son of Abraham, a member of God's eternal family. And finally, the day came when Jesus gave you the greatest comfort for which you could ever hope. By his suffering, his death, he brought you back to God. He ended your exile in sin. When Jesus died, with all your sin, all your iniquity, it was pardoned. You received from God's hand double for all your sin. At the cross, Jesus was pierced for your transgressions. He was crushed for your iniquities. You have peace with God. By Jesus Christ's death, you are healed. God's eternal word to you is that he has come to you in Jesus Christ and brought you back home to him. He says that you're forgiven and nothing could ever separate you from him and his love for you in Jesus Christ. All your failures to listen to him, they're pardoned. Your sins of rejecting God's word have received from God's hand a double portion of pardon and forgiveness. That makes all the difference for you and for your future. Advent is a time of penitential waiting. We are waiting for God to come again. Because God came in Jesus Christ, forgiving your sin, you can look forward to him coming on the last day. When Jesus comes again, everyone will see him. When he comes again, he will gather you up in his arms and lead you home to the eternal place he's prepared for you in your Heavenly Father's eternal mansion. Jesus Christ, we have this joyful heavenly homecoming. You will have a joyful homecoming as you see him with your own eyes and live face to face with him in a new heaven and a new earth. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. We continue with the prayers of the church. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That the Lord's face would shine on us, that we may be saved. That Christ would lead us in straight paths as he once led Joseph like a flock, bringing us out of bondage of our sins and planting us securely in his eternal promises. Let us pray to the Lord. For diligent and faithful pastors, that like John the forerunner, they would preach repentance for the forgiveness of sins and herald the Messiah. Let us pray to the Lord. For us and our fellow citizens, that God would preserve us from placing our trust in princes and mortal men who come and go like grass before his breath. For our nation, that God would give rulers who will rule after his good pleasure, keeping order and protecting life, and for godly quietness and honesty, let us pray to the Lord. For the sick and sorrowing, that the shepherd of Israel would give ear to their need, especially for Mary Jo, Lynn, Ben, Lois, Joanne, Mark, Louis, Arlene, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Diane, Ruth, Kathy, Lacey, Joyce, Haley, Marlene, Arlene, Nancy, Amy, Sarah, Kara, Marlis, Erno, Ben, Lynn, and Jim, and for healing, courage, and perseverance to all who cry out to God, that they may find comfort in his enduring word and the certain hope of the resurrection. Let us pray to the Lord. For the Lord's patience and his spirit, that when we have strayed from his commandments, we may be drawn back to him in repentance. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who commune this day, that we may receive this sacrament rightly as Christ's true medicine of immortality, and that with faith strengthened and sins forgiven, we may live in holiness and godliness. Let us pray to the Lord. In the memory of the saints before us who rest in the Lord's presence and for the church on earth waiting for the coming of Christ, that God would preserve us both until he gathers us to himself in the new heavens and the new earth in which righteousness dwells, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us, Heavenly Father, for the sake of Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. A blessing, especially for those listening on the radio, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In your boundless mercy, you sent your servant John the Baptist to proclaim that in Christ the kingdom of heaven draws near. With thankful hearts we pray, come, Lord Jesus, confident that in his body and blood, given us to eat and drink, we receive the forgiveness of sins and so proclaim his death until he comes again in glory. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given unto death for you. Candy, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take a drink. This is the true blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink the very blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Carter, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given unto death for you. Iris, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Xavier, the Lord bless you and grant you a saving faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. The very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat the body of Christ, given unto death for you. Reckon the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Read. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. Body of Christ given unto death for you. Hudson, the Lord bless you and grant you a saving faith in Jesus Christ. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat, this is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat, this is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given unto death for you. Shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ our Lord, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given unto death for you. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. For the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink the true blood. blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ shed for you and the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. The very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Let us pray. O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. You may be seated for our closing hymn.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is